I'm Walt Lindelof with another look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, our own sports director Mike Plourde had a chance to sit down with Gwynn Modeltowner assistant football coach Dylan Jurison and our new Gwynn Modeltowner's play-by-play announcer on the football field, Casey Ford. It talked about the future of football at Gwynn as the season is getting underway with a matchup tomorrow evening. Here's more with Casey Ford and assistant coach Dylan Jurison chatting with Mike Plourde.
Well, yeah, me and Coach Brown coached a little bit at Ishman together, and we ended up having a pretty good relationship. So when he got the job and he asked me to coach for him, I was pretty excited. But out at Gwynn, we're kind of having a few growing pains. It's a new coaching staff out there, so the kids are trying to get used to what we're trying to accomplish, and we're trying to figure out what we want to do ourselves. So we got to have patience on both ends. We have to have patience with them when they're trying to figure out what we want, and they have to have patience with us when we don't know what we want to and we're trying to change something.
Mm-hmm.
But put that aside, I think we've got advanced quite a bit so far.
When you say you don't know what you want as a coaching staff, I don't want to correct you or anything, but I think really what you mean is we know what we want, but we don't know how to go about it with these guys.
Oh, exactly. And we're trying to assess our personnel as well. So we have ideas that we think are going to work, and then maybe it doesn't work with the players that we have. So we have to change it and tweak it a little bit to make it best for us.
On top of that, you guys are throwing a curveball. You've got your quarterback, the guy you had projected as your starter, is injured. And now you've got to replace him, and that's got to throw a little curveball in the mix as well.
Well, absolutely. I mean, we had a whole different offense involved when we had him in there. And then once he went down, we had to change everything up. It was a little bit of a blessing in disguise because we got a different athlete coming up, Jonah. And he
that's Jonah. What's his name?
Now you're calling me out. Now I can't remember his last name.
Jonah Norman.
Norman, that's right. And I should have known myself.
He's got it for me. I should have known too, but... He is an athlete. He is very, very fast, very quick, and gives us some speed on the outside. So it's a little bit of a blessing in disguise. He comes out there, and he gives us a little bit of different speed.
And outside of being brand new, what are some of the other challenges that you as a coaching staff have run into?
The effort thing that we're trying to coach and instill with them. It's you got to go hard every single play. I mean, you can't be perfect on every play, but you have to give perfect effort all the time. And we're having a few little speed bumps in the road there where they're taking some plays off, and that's what we're trying to correct the most because they have the talent, they have the ability, they're just missing the effort, and that's what we're trying to give to them.
Now, you guys start out against Gladstone, which is a great program. What are you looking for from the Gladstone Braves?
Gladstone, I mean, they got the bigger school, so they have a few more kids. They have a new coach in Cody Kangas. So we're going to have, I mean, we're not going to know what they're going to run. They're not going to know what we're going to run. So we have to go out there and be pretty disciplined. But I'm expecting a pretty tight game. Last year, I'm pretty sure the score was 18-6. Gwynn took that win. But we're definitely not going to overlook it because I think they're a better football team than they were last year. And I'm not quite sure where we're standing as a team compared to last year. So it should be a good one.
Looking forward to that as well. And Casey Ford, welcome to Great Lakes Radio. You're going to be the play-by-play guy. And talk a little bit about that. I'm obviously the play-by-play guy for the Ishpeming Hematites, so I know what you're talking about. But it's great to have you aboard.
Thank you. It's great to be back in play-by-play. And back before you guys took over with Ishpeming, I was doing Ishpeming sports. So I knew guys like Wyatt and Dylan and Casey Harris and all those guys. So it's great to be back in the Mid-Penn Conference.
And talk about a little bit about doing sports football.
You know, it's great. I mean, coming from the Grand Rapids area many years ago now, it's been about 8 years. I mean, I've got to see lots of talent like Keith Nichols and Kirk Cousins, and those guys played for Michigan State. And can't forget about Andrew Hawken, who also played at Michigan State. And I mean, I've seen the brand of football from Grand Rapids up to here and seen some phenomenal athletes and guys from up here go down to Michigan with I mean, Benda down at Westwood. So, I mean, the brand of football up here, especially in the Mid-Penn, it's bring your lunch bucket to work every single day, just like Coach Jurison was talking about, because if you don't, you're going to get hit in the mouth.
Oh, yeah, and you're going to get hit in the mouth anyway. It is a real, real tough football, and that's a great characterization.
Oh, absolutely. And I know Iron Mountain's had some down years, but, I mean, you can't forget about Iron Mountain in Norway because, I mean, even though they've been down, they're still good football teams, especially when you got to go on the road and play teams like that because they're very tough. It doesn't matter if it's Saturday afternoon in Norway or if it's in the walls down in Iron Mountain.
Mike Plourde in the studio. I'm talking to Coach Dylan Jurison and Casey Ford. Dylan Jurison is an assistant coach with the Gwynn Modeltowners, and Casey Ford, of course, is their play-by-play guy. And Coach, it's a brand new season, brand new team, brand new coaching staff, all of that stuff. I know you guys are very, very optimistic. And I know you guys fully expect to make the playoffs this year. What are some of the high points of your team?
The high points of our team, we were talking about this earlier, and it's kind of reversed. Normally, your defense comes along faster than your offense does.
Uh-huh.
But our offense has come along twice as fast as I ever expected it to, having a new offense and having that new quarterback come in after we lost our starter. And it's progressed so fast. I'm really impressed with it. And our defense needs a little bit of work, but I think that'll come along quickly as well.
So we're looking to put some points on the board.
Yes, absolutely. But hopefully we can keep them off the board as well. Yeah. I'd like to see a bunch of zeros on the scoreboard. I don't care if we win 6-0, but if we have to win 42-35, I'm okay with that as well.
Excellent. Best of luck. We wish you the best of luck. We're going to be following you guys all season long. And Casey, we're definitely going to be following them with you. And you're going to be working with Gordy also. And you guys are on the air tomorrow.
Yes, we are. It's a Thursday night game. I love Thursday night games because that opens up the weekend.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Especially this weekend.
Yeah, especially this weekend, Labor Day weekend. I got family coming in town. My sister's coming up from Grand Rapids. So I get to spend some time with her. And obviously, I still got to go to my normal job. So,
Well, Casey Ford will be live at 103.3 FXD tomorrow when the Gwynn Middletowners go to Gladstone and take on the Gladstone Braves. Guys, thanks for your time today.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely, best of luck for a great season. We'll be talking to you again soon.
Can't wait till the last week of the season when we get to be in the same booth.
That's right. Yeah, I'm already looking forward to it myself.
Which, by the way, is a Thursday night.
Is also a Thursday night. Yeah. That's the only two Thursday night games for both teams all year.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's the comments of Gwynn Middletowner assistant football coach Dylan Jurison and play-by-play man Casey Ford with Mike Plord. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.